Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. What we've got here is a weak slate of new releases. Maybe the record industry thinks you're too busy buying Hallmark cards and chocolate strawberries to head into a record store. Or by the looks of it, maybe they're just saving the good stuff for March. Anyway, the drill is much the same as always. We'll run through the new release schedule and pick a bunch of new records worth your lunch money and a couple of tunes worth downloading on their own. Only this time we'll also preview a track or two we missed in the past couple of weeks and a track or two not due until later in the month. So here we go. The week's biggest release in a record that might well go down as one of the year's finest albums is a new one from Lucinda Williams. West finds Lucinda playing both the heartbreaker and heartbroken more convincingly than she has on record since her classic Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. These are songs reportedly written after her mother's death and a bad breakup, which translates into an even split between tales of mortality and brutal kiss-offs. And longtime Lucinda fans will be thrilled that she's returning to her roots for some seriously dark blues. In fact, West's centerpiece, a song called Unsuffer Me, isn't just a blues song, it's half snuff film, half come hither. Check it out, it may be your iPod's most disturbing 5 minutes and 40 seconds. Take a listen.
Anoint my head with your sweet kiss. My joy is dead. I long for bliss. I long for knowledge. Whisper in my ear. Undo my logic. Undo my fear. Unsuffer me.
That's a tune from Lucinda Williams' album West. That this record should hit stores just a week after Patti Griffin's new one is excellent timing and a little overwhelming. Both women knock out ballads so soulful the pain's palpable. And the tune from Williams' album that you could most imagine Patti Griffin singing is one called Are You All Right? A sentimental slow burner we'll listen to a piece of now.
Are you all right? I looked around me and you were gone. Are you all right? I feel like there must be something wrong. Are you alright? 'Cause it seems like you disappeared.
That's Lucinda Williams. From there, we'll head into a track from another singer-songwriter with an instantly recognizable voice, Jesse Sykes. After a pair of much blogged about and almost universally critically acclaimed records, her third solo album is her first for Barzook. It's called Like, Love, Lust, and the Open Halls of Soul. It's also what the album's about thematically. She plays what Stereo Gum recently described as, quote, spacey and western. It's a little bit sci-fi, a little bit country. The record's a grower. Each song is so rich texturally, it takes a little longer than most singer-songwriter albums to get your head around. But it's worth the trouble. These are unique songs sung by what I think you'll agree is a truly unique and interesting voice. Here's one called LLL.
Like love, lust.
That's Jesse Sykes. Here at Esquire, we've never been shy about our love of the Frames. For our money, they're the most vital Irish export since U2. They're the kings of slow burn, masters of the raging yet cinematic melody. Frontman Glenn Hansard writes beautiful songs and offers explicit authenticity and believability behind every syllable, lilt, and pause. And his range is unparalleled. Explosive doesn't begin to describe how magnificently the Frames shift from restrained to bombastic, from quaintness to pomposity. And while their last few albums have offered anthems stacked upon anthems, their new one, The Cost, due out next week, is a slow burner. It's ballad stacked upon ballad. It definitely shows a more subtle side to the Frames, but it works beautifully. We'll play you a tune from the record next week, too, but here's a listen now to one called Falling Slowly, a song with a complex chorus most songwriters would kill for. That's The Frames from the new record, The Cost, which is due out February 20th. Now we'll go back a few weeks to a record we didn't mention when it came out, the new one from Deerhoof. It's called Friend Opportunity. As you'd expect from this San Francisco experimental rock renegade outfit, nothing on the record is easily classifiable, or for that matter, easily listenable. It's a mess of a record, but in a good way. They've toured recently with Radiohead, The Roots, and Wilco, and you can hear little splashes of all three's influence on some songs, and on other songs, no sign of them at all. Only a Deerhoof expert, which I'm not, would know, but this is reportedly their most accessible album yet, which is hard to believe, but not impossible to believe. There's definitely hooks that stand out from the mess. Take this sample, a song called Plus 81, and decide for yourself. Deerhoof, and finally we'll check in with a UK buzz band that'll hit America and then South by Southwest next month. They're called the Young Knives, and their debut, Voices of Animals and Men, will hit stores on the 20th. It's got a terrific single that I could describe for you, or just play, and let's just play it. It's called She's Attracted To.
When you finally joined the party, you took my side. Your dad. You were screaming at your mama, and I was punching your dad. You were screaming at your mama, and I was punching your dad. Well, you were screaming at your mom, I was punching your dad.
There it is, a slice of Meet the Parents Madness from the UK's The Young Knives. We'll hear more from them on next week's podcast, but that's going to be it for us this week. Come back and find us next week, and thanks for being here with us now. And thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.